Buck Owens and the Buckaroos on AM 1570, FM 104.5, WYTI in Rocky Mount, Virginia. Earl Van Shelton in the air chair on a Thursday afternoon. It is 1:28. And on the telephone with me, I'm honored to have Andrea Fansler, the event manager from the Smith Mountain Lake Chamber of Commerce. Andrea, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me today.
You're certainly welcome, Andrea. Thank you. And look, I was told to be sure to tell you that Carl Castillo said, tell you hello.
Hi, Carl.
Yeah, he's out for lunch now. He'll be back at 4 o'clock. Andrea, tell me a little bit about yourself and how long you have been with the Chamber.
I have been with the Chamber for just over 2 years, right at 2 years. And I have been really enjoying handling all their events, like the big wine festival coming up, our 30th anniversary.
Wow.
And Chili Fest. I know. Can you believe it? 30 years.
Incredible. That is incredible. You know, Andre, a lot of folks, you know, they think of their Chamber of Commerce and they are like, okay, it's a business. Tell us a little bit about what the Chamber does in our community.
Well, we are dedicated to promoting tourism and growing business for the members and the community. We want to bring people to Smith Mountain Lake.
Yes.
And the regions around it.
Absolutely. And you guys do a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. That is our number one goal right there. And that's one of the reasons we have these events. I mean, when you look at something like the Wine Festival, last year we had over 10,000 people join us.
How do you do that? How does the Chamber get the information out? I know social media is a big thing. What are some other ways that the Chamber gets these events out into the community and other areas, not just Rocky Mount and Franklin County, but we want folks to come from other areas, from other states, to visit the beauty of Smith Mountain Lake. How do you guys get that word out?
Well, Annette Samus, who is our marketing manager, she's been fantastic at figuring out what regions to put ads in publications, the wine magazine, Savour, for instance, you know, for the wine lovers. And we also look at where past tickets have been purchased from. When you order online, it's amazing what information we have, so we know what zip codes people are coming from.
Right. That's a great way to
do it. So we have a way to build up that advertising in those areas and bring more and more people in.
And ways like this, doing interviews on the radio, talking to folks that may not know, and then they hear it and tell their friends. Andre, you keep talking about that wine festival, and I'm thirsty right now, so be careful. Let's talk about that, because that's coming up tomorrow. First of all, we're going to give away, did you say a pair of tickets or a ticket?
I will put together a pair of tickets and some wine fest accessories like t-shirts from last year and
Ooh.
Some wine glasses. Yes, we would love to do a nice giveaway basket.
We're going to do that after the show, so you want to be listening, because I've got a neat way that I'm going to give those pair of wine tickets away. Tell us a little bit about the wine festival. How many years has this been going on?
This year, September 29th and 30th, will be our 30th anniversary.
Wow. 30 years of the Wine Festival.
30 years.
Tell us a little bit about what it is, where it takes place, and what's the time.
Well, it's going to be taking place at Crazy Horse Campground, so we are on the water again.
Wonderful.
And, yes, it's 2 days, and both days start at 11, and Saturday goes until 6. Sunday goes until 5. We have live music both days. When you think of 30 years ago, it takes you back into the 80s.
Wow.
And so we are looking at having an 80s retro band come in called Weird Science on Saturday and play for the crowds.
You know, early...
So we are going to do a flashback.
Early 80s, I was still in high school. It's hard to believe that the Chamber started this event when I was still a high school student. Now, that ought to tell you how long this has been going on. And you said it draws 10,000+ people?
Correct.
Wow.
So when you think about that, and you think about, you know, here we are trying to grow our community, that means all those people that are coming in for the weekend have to have somewhere to stay. have to have food to eat outside of the festival.
Exactly.
They're going to be going and renting boats. They're going to be utilizing everything in this area. They're going to be going to a show at Harvester. They're going to be coming back and possibly buying their dream home when they're, you know, when they're ready.
Absolutely. Oh, what a great thing. And, you know, for some reason, I've got to, after we've talked about the wine festival, I want to go ARG. And you guys have got something coming up called Pirate Days.
We do. We're so excited. ARG.
I know. I'm excited about this.
Yes, the third weekend in July, and it is Pirates Day. And if you've seen any of our social media, you will see that we had a pirate takeover earlier this week. And it was wonderful to be able to snap pictures of him in the arcade, and I caught him putt-putting. So it's just a lot of fun. But that whole weekend, there is a list of events that will be taking place that weekend. And that list is available at our website, which is www.visitsmithmountainlake.com. Full activity of schedule. So everybody that has something going on, that they're doing giveaways, that they're dressing up. We've got pirates doing battles on the water in front of Jake's place, in front of Waller's, in front of Mango's here at the bridge. So all these different locations, there are activities going on.
Incredible.
And yes, and we will have this place packed. And at that point in time, you'll see pirates of all sizes and shapes and ages. It's wonderful.
You know, I'm looking at the information that you guys sent me, and it says, how can you get involved? Something as simple as hanging a pirate flag at your business, home, or dock to show support for the pirate days that are coming up July 20th and 20th through the 22nd. I mean, it's just going to be so much fun. Get involved.
It is fun. I actually love it because I get to dress up like a pirate all week.
Awesome.
I might even try and extend that this year.
Are you folks hiring part-time? I would love to do a pirate.
Hey, we always take volunteers. Always need volunteers helping out with everything.
You know, in addition to all of these things that you have, like the Pirate Days and the Wine Festival, you guys also somehow have time to put together monthly events. Every
Absolutely.
Month.
Absolutely. Business After Hours.
Coming up.
Coming right up. So, yes, every third Thursday for our members and their guests, absolutely. And this month is at Verizon here in Westlake.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
It really is.
Andre, I want to talk a little bit about something serious here. It's something that's close to us, and I know it's close to y'all. And this event has already taken place, but I know that you guys will schedule another one because there's so much interest in this area because of the time that we're living in. Active shooter training. Tell us a little bit about how that event went, and do you guys plan on doing that again?
It went very well. Vicki was able to make herself available and spoke at that event. And it was received nicely.
Absolutely.
And that is put together by the Sheriff's Department, actually.
That's right. And
County Sheriff's Department.
I think they have a program called CRAZE. CRAZE, and they do that at churches and various locations. And of course, we always announce those events, and we have Standing Watch, a program the last Thursday of every month here on the air, where H.L. Nolan comes in. Sometimes the sheriff will come in with them, and they talk about these events that they have coming up. So it's great. It's great that you can get involved with something like that as well. Let's see, what else do you have going on up there, Andre? I mean, it's just one thing after you, the other. So many events.
There are so many events, but we love it. First Saturday in November, we have the 16th annual Chili Fest.
Ooh, I love chili.
You gotta love some chili. So we will have all the we've got different businesses and organizations in the area that come in, and they each cook 10 gallons of chili.
Oh my goodness, 10 gallons?
Is that not insane? 10 gallons of chili each. And then we have vendors out there, and we've got wonderful food here at the bridge. But then people get to come in and taste all the chili.
Oh goodness. And that's coming up again in September?
Nope, that's in November.
November.
The first Saturday in November.
Of course, by then, we're going to be talking about holidays, Christmas. I'm one of those people that it could happen every day of the year, and it would be all right with me. So,
isn't that wonderful?
I love it.
I know.
Audrey,
I know.
I want to thank you so very much for taking time out of your day to talk with us. Now, again, after this interview and after I get off of the phone with Andrea, I'm coming back to the air, and I'm going to take the first five callers. And if you are one of those first five callers, then we're going to put your name on a piece of paper, and I'm going to fold them up neatly and scramble them around, and we're going to draw one out, and we're going to pick a winner for a pair of tickets to the Wine Festival. That's, again, happening tomorrow down at the campground again. The name of it, Andrea, is
Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse Campground.
Crazy Horse Campground, but it's not tomorrow, September 29th and 30th.
There we go.
That's in September.
September, okay.
September 29th and 30th.
That's for what now?
The Wine Festival.
Okay, where in the world did I get June the 15th? Oh, I see. Advance tickets available until June the 15th. I see where I've messed
Correct.
Up. So it's not tomorrow. Got you. The advance tickets, the sales end tomorrow, right? They need to get those before tomorrow?
Well, for our chamber members, those sales end today, actually, at midnight.
At midnight.
But then tomorrow it starts for discounted tickets for the public.
For the public.
And you can, yes, and you can get those tickets at www.visitsmithmountainlake.com.
That's the website. Audrey, again, thank you so very much. It's been a pleasure to have you on the air. We're going to do it again.
Thank you so much.
WYTI, Rocky Mount, Virginia, AM 1570 and FM 104.5.